Late night. I don't know. I always like, I have to say that because I just have to. Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night. I'm your host, David. And it's actually later than I normally have shows when I have a late night show. So it's going to be a quick one. Not really much to talk about because I'm kind of tired. I'm not feeling 100%. I don't know what's going on. But I'm here and chatting with you guys. It's cold. I'm outside. I'm cold now. I need to turn the heat up a little bit, but I don't want no crazy heating bill because I know it will be crazy like it was last month. But we're back again, and I've done like a show every night for some reason. What is wrong with me? Because tonight I had said I wasn't doing anything. I was going to come home, catch up on some television, and I really didn't. I was looking for something to watch on Netflix, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to start that. Although I hear Orange is the New Black is a good one, and I've been wanting to check it out. But I'm like, I don't want to start that tonight because if I fall asleep on it, then I'll have to go back and rewatch it. You know, like when I'm ready to go to bed, Normally, hey Ken Boggle, welcome my boy. That's my boy Ken Boggle from The Crew. And also, Ken has his own show here on Spreaker.com and also Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me late. And I know it's really late for you, you're an hour ahead of me. So there was nothing on, and I was like, So because normally when I'm ready to go to bed, I'll turn on something. I'll plug my little iPod Touch in or whatever, and I'll get on Netflix, and I'll turn to some. I'll pull up something that I've already seen, whether it's like Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, which I absolutely love, and they never should have taken that off television because it was hilarious. Or I'll turn on Charmed or Buffy the Vampire. I don't know. I really don't do Buffy or like Supernatural, even though I love those shows, because sometimes the content is kind of, you don't want to go to sleep on top of some of that content because you'll be having some crazy nightmares. Charmed is kind of, it's more whimsical. It's not, there were some serious episodes that weren't too heavy, but Charmed, I can watch in my head while I'm listening to it. I know that's weird, but that's how I do it. Then I just fall asleep. But I'm looking, there's nothing on television, and I'm going to try this. Everybody's talking about this Downton Abbey, and I will tell y'all, and please don't think I'm stupid, because I will tell you guys that I thought Downton Abbey was Downtown Abbey. I was looking for that. I'm like, where the hell is this Downtown Abbey at? And but I don't know what everybody's talking about. This is a whole bunch of old white folks. I'm sorry I had to say it. But I hear it's really, really good. So I was like, well, let me check that out. Because Apple TV, a couple of months ago, they added the PBS channel. They added the PBS channel onto their list of apps, and so Downton Abbey, is it Downton Abbey or Downton Abbey? Boy, I swear, I thought it was Downtown Abbey. I thought that's what y'all was saying, and then when people wouldn't say town, they would say Downton. I'm like, because I heard it on. I listened to a podcast on Pride 48. I want to get on Pride 48. They share gay podcasts, and I've tried before, but I don't know where to get the link. Two of my friends actually are on Pride 48, the gay Wes from The Gay Life of a Country Boy, and Romo from Pod Cubs POV. And so I listened. He said Downton Abbey. He was talking about today on his show, and he said Downton Abbey, and I'm like, maybe it's just a Southern thing, and nobody's really saying downtown. And I said that's very weird. And so when I was looking it up on PBS, I was like, oh, there's no W there. It's Downton Abbey, not Downtown Abbey. So, let's go downtown anyhow. So I was like, okay, I was wrong, but I was going to watch it. But it's on season, I guess they're on season four, and they had the first three episodes on the PBS app. But I couldn't find where I could look at old episodes, because if I'm gonna watch it, although I'm not that interested in what looking. Listening to old white British folks, it's like Margaret Thatcher and Queen Elizabeth, Thelma and Louise. I don't think that ain't hot, but I'm gonna check it out because my friend Ken Bogle, he watches it, and I know Donovan watches it, and there's obviously a lot of people watch it, and it's a PBS show, so I'll watch it. But I was saying my friend Wes from The Gay Life of a Country Boy, he's actually the one, and I don't think I've ever told him this. Now Romo is my friend. We've hung out before. Wes, we have never hung out, but I've talked to him, and when he first started his podcast, that's when I got my first I was Queen Elizabeth. I had got my first iPod, and I had an iPod Nano. I think it was a second generation. That's when they came up with all those funky colors, and I had a pink one. Catch it. And it was a gift. It was a gift from somebody. One of my straight friends thought it would be cute to give me a pink iPod Touch. I mean, iPod Nano. And I loved it. I loved it because I was able to put all my iTunes music in there, and it was fun. I could mess with it, and it was cool. So I started, because when I lived in Atlanta, when I would drive from Atlanta back to Southern Indiana, it's a 6 hour drive. And if traffic is just right, it's a 7 hour drive. But mostly six, and I normally can make it like five and a half. And I'm like, I need something to listen to in the car so I won't get bored, so I won't get tired. So I would listen to his podcast because I've gotten into podcasts, and I also listened to Pink Mafia Radio. For people who have been around for a while doing podcasts, listen to podcasts. Pink Mafia Radio is one that I listened to as well. And I need to find out where that guy is, because I enjoyed it. Him and the Gay Life of a Country Boy were two of the first that I ever had listened to and enjoyed. And I also listened the Black Bear guys. I listened to them more with it, 'cause they were headquartered in Atlanta. So those three, I guess, kind of started. But I would listen to Wes, and because he just started, and so I would download like five or six of them, because he would like do hour shows, and I'm like, oh, I've got to listen to all six, and that'll get me, all the way to get me all the way back to Indiana. Or I'll listen to three and then listen to music, then I'll have something to listen to way back. And so, I need to tell him that. Maybe I'll get him on the show or something. He's a really, really nice guy. He has a underwear fetish, or a sock fetish, or he loves underwear or something like that. He's cute, and really nice. Good stories. Check him out. I think you can go to gay if you just type in "Gay Life of a Country Boy." I'm sure it'll come up. And he is on Pride 48. But I want to get on Pride 48. So if anybody has any idea how I can get on Pride 48, I would appreciate it, because they do this big kind of convention. Ken Bogle, we could go to Las Vegas to the convention. That'd be fun. I would love to do a podcast convention. That would be fun as well. But anyhow, I'm just kind of chit chatting right now. But I hope you guys have had a great weekend. Tomorrow is actually my Friday. It's Monday, and I tried to get out of it. I've been telling you guys I haven't been wanting to go to work just because I just don't want to. So, but tomorrow is my Friday. For you guys, it's Monday. It's already Monday. So I'll be getting off hopefully at 11:30 tomorrow. Hopefully my relief staff will be in early tomorrow night. But I got a bone to pick with him anyhow. Don't talk behind my back. I can take anything. Oh, Ken said he is not allowed in Vegas. Do tell. Not my room, my parole officers. Ooh, that sounds like a scandal. Because if you get out, if you can't go back to Vegas, you really did some serious, serious stuff. I need the details, trust. no, because you know I haven't been wanting to go to work, but my relief staff that relieves me on Friday, but I go this Friday and Mondays, he doesn't like me because he's a hater. And I put some on my Facebook page last night. I was like, "Hi, haters!" Like Nene Leakes was saying. And did you guys see Real Housewives of Atlanta tonight? So messy. So Kenya is messy. And I know a lot of that stuff is scripted, and the scenarios are kind of set up for them to get into fights and stuff. But next week is going to be the whole big shebang where they all get to fighting at a pajama party. But grown folks, y'all won't be having pajama parties anyhow. I've heard about some of the pajama parties in Atlanta, and sometimes there's no pajamas anyhow. So y'all gotta watch. That was funny. But no, so I'm like, people will hate on you for everything. My thing is, I just don't care. Yeah, y'all might think I care because I say something, but sometimes when I don't say anything, that means I'm not giving any energy to it because I really don't care. You know, like that song, Chris Brown, put two up in the air, deuces, fine with me. but it's just, people just do some silly stuff. And my coworker, he's one of these people, and he wants to talk trash about me behind my back. I don't care what you say about me, because most of the time I'm probably gonna laugh. I might curse you out too, but I'm probably gonna laugh because, again, I don't really care. But then sometimes you have to let them know, okay, I'm gonna let you slide on with that. I'm gonna let you slide with that one, but you don't get to come for me. What can you say? Even though she's not my favorite Real Housewife of Atlanta, don't come for me unless I send for you. That's how I feel. Don't try to come for me because I don't bother anyone, especially at work. I don't bother anyone. I do my job, and I do my job very well. I'm a prideful person, which pride is, I think pride is not a bad thing. A lot of people say you shouldn't have pride. It's one of the seven deadly sins. No, I think you have to be proud, because I think a lot of people get that confused with being arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I just know I'm good at what I do. I'm very confident. And so when you're insecure, that's when you go talk behind somebody's back. Because anything that I say, yeah, I might have said a few things behind people's back, but if you ask me, hey, did you say that about me? Yeah, I did. And I will tell you, yes, I said that. But I normally don't try to invite that kind of drama into my life, but I'll end some shit real quick. And so he's been telling another coworker, and this is all gossip, because I had to tell my other coworker, don't tell me, because I'm gonna say this is what you said. So you're gonna be brought into it. I said, so in the future, don't bring nothing back to me, because I want to say this is what you said. This is how I heard this information. So when he comes in tomorrow, I'm going to let him know that he cannot be talking to me or talking about me crazy, because I don't play that. And that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm just gonna say, hey, if you have anything to say to me, if you say it to my face. If you can't say it to my face, I would prefer you don't say anything at all. And that's all I'm gonna say. Let's take a quick break, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna talk about a show that premiered tonight called Looking, which was a lot of anticipation and a lot of hype to see. And a little later in the show, which we're only going to be on to 3 o'clock tonight, I'm going to share with you all the movies that feature, not even feature, that have a frontal male nudity in it. I know you can't wait to hear. We'll be right back.
Get that honey, that's all we do. Charlie, no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go.
I am in love with that song. She's doing that. Love that. That song is called The Getaway by EFYA. FYA? FYA, maybe? FYA? Interesting. But thank you guys for joining me tonight. Shortly going to bed. Won't be on very much longer, so you can bear with me for maybe another 15, 20 minutes. This is the 5x5, and I am David, chatting about just about a little bit about everything, and a little gossip, a little shade, never any hate, not my style. But anyhow, I was talking about, before we went to break, the new show that debuted tonight on HBO called Looking. I had so much hope for it, but I'm not going to give up on it yet. I'm not going to give up on it, but I almost. Not I almost, I winced at the stereotypes in it. And I know it's storytelling, I know it's fiction. And I say the same for black people. Don't give them more to hate us for, you know. Because if you act a certain way, you will be treated a certain way. And this show, and not that Queer as Folk was any better, because it wasn't. Queer as Folk was a little more racy, but this is just the first episode. So I have hopes for it, but the first scene. The guy going into, if you haven't watched it, this would be a little bit of a spoiler. The first scene, the guy is cruising in a park. It's supposed to be a joke, and he's cruising in a park, but if it's really a joke and you're trying to get, and if you're trying to see if people still cruise, you don't let the man go down your pants. And you're trying to kiss him, and so that happens in the first 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh my God, they just really did that. So I can see this show is going to push the envelope. I don't know if they're going to push it as hard as Queer as Folk did, because Queer as Folk did a lot. I think Queer as Folk was on Showtime. I don't know if different HBO is not as no HBO had Oz, so I'm sure they can go pretty far if they want to. But. And yeah, that's true. If you act a certain way, that's how somebody will treat you. So that's why I try to, no matter what my financial status is at the bank, no matter where I live, no matter what I drive, I will never let the color of my skin define me. And I will never be the stereotype, because a lot of people will treat you like the stereotype, and I refuse. I carry myself to where I get respected by everyone, not just a certain sect of society. I demand respect from everyone. And the thing is, I'm not so naive to think that I'm always going to get it, because there's some people that just don't have that ability to respect and show respect. So I'm not crazy, but I do keep it 100. Oh, and by the way, today is MLK Jr. birthday. So I might be having a show tomorrow night talking about MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. For your the for who for those of you who don't know, I've been to his to the childhood home. I've been to the First Ebenezer, the original church where he preach. They don't, it's like a gift store now, and like a museum type of thing, because it's all in Atlanta, Georgia. And also I've been to, across the street is a new church, and then they have the Martin Luther King Center, which is another museum type of venue. Really, really interesting. And I'll share my pictures from MLK, all the MLK stuff that I have. I do have both tombs, and they have almost like him and Coretta Scott are buried down the street from Ebenezer Church, and almost like a you know, if you've ever been to Arlington Cemetery, where JFK and Jacqueline Onassis, they're buried with an eternal flame. They have an eternal flame as well, at their, I guess is it not monastery, the tombs. I know that's not right. It'll come to me. Mausoleum. See, I told you to come to me. They had one of those as well. But anyhow, back to looking. And so that the guy in the woods or whatever the park, and this all takes place in San Francisco. And I guess the title is about looking. I guess they're saying looking for love. And these kind of shows, they can get you emotionally, or they can either make you laugh at what's going on and how silly people are, or they can like, ugh, you know, if you can identify with one of those characters, and you're like, am I going to be that guy? Or you say, am I that guy? So I think that was interesting about it. And they also had there was another couple. There was a couple. That was a, I think he was black, and then his boyfriend was one. I guess he's one of the main characters. Then they end up having a three-way with some guy they just met, and then there's a little bit of a talk and issue about it, but not really. Then they have the older gay, who has seemingly done nothing with his life, and he still wants to be with an abusive, obviously, boyfriend. And then like the previous next week, the guy asked him, he's like, "Well, 8 years ago you were waiting tables. What are you doing now?" He's still waiting tables and having casual sex. So it's all about picking people up. He was trying to pick up one of his coworkers. I've never worked in the restaurant industry, but I don't know if it was that easy. Obviously, it is. He's the older guy, and then you have he was obviously married because he's friends with his wife. Well, yeah, or his ex-girlfriend. There's a little dynamic there. And then the main character gets cruised on a I guess on the train, the train, and then they meet up later. But he's online looking. I guess it's this our day and age. He's online looking for a date, and he finds somebody online, and then they get some cattiness because he was like, "Oh no, don't go meet him. He has a lazy eye," and there's that whole cattiness. It was also stereotypical, and maybe you know sometimes life imitates art or art imitates life, you know, so it could be true. And sometimes those things that we see and that we recognize as being truth, we kind of reject. But not that I just don't like the stereotypes because I won't identify with them because none of them are black. But I so miss Noah's Ark. They need to bring that back. They need a reunion show. I love Noah's Ark. That was black folks, queer as folk. It didn't work, but but it was good. They had two seasons. I got two seasons. It was on Logo. And so he goes on a date with this doctor guy who's really, really pretentious. And if you live in a, well, any city has your pretentious gays. And I laugh because, again, I don't care. You know, I care more about what's inside your head than what's inside your wallet. Because I'm not going to take care of you. I don't care. So whether you have a lot or you have a little, don't come ask for me no money. It does sound a little bit like a Ken Bogle says. It sounds like a regurgitation of Queer as Folk. He said he will not be watching Looking. I know some shows they have to do that kind of introduction period, like you know, and they take like two or three episodes to get rolling. And I guess we're just meeting the characters and we're getting a glimpse of the personalities. But back to the guy who went on the date from OkCupid. He was on OkCupid and he went on a date. The guy ended up being a doctor, and he was kind of you know, judging him. There's a lot of prejudging. A lot of prejudging goes on in the gay community, which is unfortunate. A community that wants to be so embraced by the world, we can be some of the most excluding people out there. And don't act like you don't know, because it is true that we like to exclude people in our own community, whether it's self exclusion. There's enough of the different cliques within the gay community to exclude as well. But we'll see how that develops. So it was okay. If I was going to rate it from on a 1 to, let's say 1 to 10, 'cause I say 1 to 5, it won't be cute. If I was going to rate the first episode of Looking coming out the gates, I would give it a 6. Just because some of the boys are cute. I see they're going to push the envelope, which I like that in my television. So it has that kind of prurient interest there, and the acting was good, but just the whole stereotyping, gay behavior, and just you on your first episode, you do what society thinks we do, have three ways, illicit sex, sex with anybody, and sex in parks. I didn't appreciate that at all, but first episode, so I can't say no to it yet. Although The Following did come on tonight and I didn't get to see it, I hope it's not going to be on Sunday nights because I won't be able to take that. Because I love The Following, it's really good. Kevin Bacon's back, but I hope it doesn't go through the sophomore slump like some of these new shows do and just lose all of its viewers, because it did very well last year. And I just hope it stays true to the original formula and doesn't try to change anything up. But so hopefully it goes back to the regular life, but I'll watch it tomorrow on Hulu or something. So check out Looking. It's on HBO Sunday night at 8 o'clock. If you have HBO Go, I think it shows. Oh, and another thing, it's only 30 minutes. Why isn't this show an hour long? 30 minutes, really? It's not a sitcom. It's 30 minutes. I'm like, really? Seriously? You gonna give us 30 minutes? You gonna do us like that? And Kevin Bacon did age well. He did. I love Kevin Bacon. And he is gonna be in the conversation I'm having on the next segment. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap up with full frontal, male full frontal in the movies, and we'll wrap up and we'll say goodnight for the night. But right now, here's Peace is the Wrong Reason by Love Shadow. That was Pieces, The Wrong Reason by Love Shadow. I like that song. It's kind of R&B-ish, kind of popish, but I like the lyrics of the song, although there's not really a lot of them. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5, and I am David. And we're just kind of chit-chatting the night away because I'm going to bed very, 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 very soon. So earlier today, which I was really, really shocked, I get a little email update from the Huffington Post, and to see this particular article on the accompanied by with a video was really, really shocked to see it on the Huffington Post entertainment page. And the article is called Male Full Frontal Nudity Supercut, Which Stars Have Bared It All, NSFW. And I'm like, oh, seriously? But when you click the video, and I don't know if there's a way to share it on my, yeah, there's a way. I'll put it on the website. Because once you click the video, it will say you do have to say whether you're 18 or not. But it goes through all the actors who have appeared naked and full frontal naked in the movies. And I don't know if it's all of them, but it's quite a few. And because Hollywood has been notorious for showing tits and the JJs all over the place, and you never see full frontal male. Not that this is a big of a deal, and not that I really care to see, but I just want them to be fair. Wink, wink. But because case in point, Magic Mike. This is a show. It was all men. Maybe three or four women, but one female lead character in a supporting role at that. And it was about strippers, a stripper troupe. And you never seen a penis ever. None. I'm like, how can you have a show about strippers? Because I've been to male strip clubs, and when they're walking around, there's dinglings all over the place. So they were tripping, but although if you look really hard enough, you can find all Channing Tatum's naked pictures online because he used to model. Not that he was a new model, he just did some real, artwork and stuff like that, but like some kind of photo. It might have been for Abercrombie and Fitch or something. But Magic Mike didn't have anything in it. As we know, we did get of Joe Manganiello. I know I said that wrong, but I don't care. The wolf from True Blood. yeah, artwork, trust. Ken's talking to me in the chat room. We've seen a shadow because he was supposed to be very, very well endowed. We've seen a shadow of him, and we've never seen the meat. We didn't even get a print. They all had, and there's something that they use, I guess some of the wrestlers use. It's called a crotch pad or a dick pad or some kind of pad that makes that area like a bar, like a kendal. So it's really, really flat, so you don't have any bulges or anything. I don't know what it is. I would never wear it, but not that I would. Anyhow, we got to see that. But there's been a lot. There's more than I thought. And some of these shows I have never seen. Because we've seen Richard Gere, we've seen Kevin Bacon, Jason Segel, Harvey Keitel, Ewan McGregor. He is known for being Hollywood's most naked actor. Has appeared naked, completely naked, in at least five movies. And then you have Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender, I have a serious crush on him. Not only he provides my fanboy appetite. He satisfies my fanboy appetite because he does play Magneto in X-Men First Class, and he's reprising his role as Magneto in X-Men Days of Future Past, coming out this year, I think in May. Can't wait. He's attractive. He has an accent. But Michael Fassbender, if you haven't seen Shame, just watch the first 30 minutes. That's what I did. That's all I need to see, because he's naked through the whole. But the very first day, he's just walking around like, you know, and then he gets mad, which gets me with these actors. Well, you're paying more attention to my penis than you're paying attention to what I did on screen, because I'm an actor. Boy, please. This is, well, the movie came out either 2012 or 2013, early 2013, 2012. In this day and age, with the internet and pictures and screenshots and videos, you would have to know that people were going to pay attention to your penis because it's huge. I'm just putting it out there. Why are you playing with the folks? And so he gets mad about it, but you know, you'll be strong. Just like what's the one guy? John Hamm. You know, he hasn't never shown his penis, but he doesn't wear underwear, and when he's walking down the street, you know, you see this big lump. And some of us say it's fake, but I think it's real. If you remember on our long time ago show, Nikki and I talked about John Hamm being mad because everybody is looking at his penis because he chooses not to wear underwear and skin tight pants. Boy, have a seat. Anyhow, this video, so you have to look at it. I'll put it on the blog tomorrow because I'm going to bed, so I'm not going to do it tonight. You have to look, cause and check out Shame, because this is totally interesting. And all these movies I've never seen. So here's a full list of the movies in the order of their appearance in this video. And there's like some erect penises too, because you know Vincent Gallo, he had that movie where he's naked all the time, where the girl really gave him fellatio. So I'm like, oh, y'all are doing too much. But that's old. I've seen that a long time ago. But anyhow, Shame. Oh, Shame came out in 2011. Then there's Zach and Miri Make a Porno, which was from 2008. Quills, never heard of, 2000. Bad Lieutenant, 1992. The Indian Runner, 1991. Never heard of either one of those movies. Maybe Bad Lieutenant. American Gigolo, Richard Gere. That, I think that's one of the first time I've seen a penis on TV. Because if that was what, American, that was 1980. I was only 2 years old. Not really. I was like nine. Yeah, I would have been 9 years old at the time. But I didn't see American Gigolo till later. The Talented Mr. Ripley, which a movie that got a lot of critical acclaim with Matt Damon, but I've never seen it. But I guess he's naked in it. Wild Things, you know, Matt Damon played Liberace's boyfriend in Behind the Candelabra with Michael Douglas. Then you have Wild Things, which I think that is that's the Kevin Bacon one from 1998. Any Given Sunday, I think there's locker room scenes with big bald black big bald black guys. Then you have Young Adam, which I never heard of. Train Spotting, I've seen that, and I kind of remember In the Cut, never seen that. Hall Pass, 2011. Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, never heard of that. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, heard of it, never seen it. Ulysses Gaze, 1995, never seen that. They finally showed penis on the American Pie series, American Reunion. I'll have to look at that and see. But in this video that's from the HuffingtonPost.com, there it shows all of them. Taking Woodstock from 2009, Euro Trip from 2004, Art School Confidential 2006, The Piano. The Piano, didn't know. Have you seen Kinsey? That's actually a really good movie. I think I have it, but I was surprised at, because there's some gay things going on in Kinsey. Of course, he was doing it for science. 2 Days in Paris, 2007. A Good Old Fashioned Orgy, 2011. Watchmen. I had so many ho high hopes for that movie, and so did the rest of the world. But it didn't live up to the graphic novel in the comic books. Although you get to see Mr. Manhattan naked with a blue penis through the whole just through the whole just about through the whole movie. Your Highness, never heard of it, never seen it. Jackass number two, but they was always doing that, not surprised. Basket Case, heard of it, never seen it. Sideways, 2004, never seen it. Russian Dolls, 2005. Velvet Goldmine, Observe and Report. I have that movie, and I don't remember no penises in that. But this little video goes really fast. It's like maybe 2 seconds of each clip, except for Michael Fassbender Shane, because they show that whole little scene. The Fisher King, 1991. Pink Flamingos, 1972. Bruno, which I have seen, which is totally hilarious. That Sacha Baron Cohen movie. American Animal, 2011. Never seen that. I'm Still Here, 2010. E to Mama, también. I've seen that. Never. And that translate, and Yo Mama too in Spanish. Catch it. Yes, I'm bi. Lingual. Borat culture. Borat, Kazakhstan, Super Troopers. I don't remember that in Super Troopers either. East, it must have been really, really brief glimpses, and that some of the are very, very brief glimpses, but they're still there. Get Rich or Die Trying, Eastern Promises from 2007, Super Troopers from 2001, Bronson from 2008. Who's That Knocking at My Door from 1967? Oh, Scandal. The Pillow Book from 1996. Rest in Bones from 2012. The Dreamers from 2003. The Crying Game, which. Whatever happened to that? His name was Jay somebody. Whatever happened to him? Remember, he was the alien in the. Was it Starship Troopers? It was, because it turned into a. A television series that would have MacGyver on it that was pretty successful. What was that show? Can you know what that show was? I don't know if that show is either. I can't think of it, but he was in that. A Clockwork Orange, which, if you ever seen an old British show like that, that has that kind of that futuristic Euro kind of imagery in it. This that movie's. I watched Clockwork Orange when I was in high school. Very, very weird. But they do. I remember they showed balls and penis. I remember seeing that in there. The Brown Bunny, which is the one where Vincent Gallo is in, and then Boogie Nights, which again another movie about a male porn star with a huge a large endowment. It wasn't real. It was a fake penis there at the end. It was long and it was skinny, but it was fake, kind of like Chris Brown's. Remember those? Anyhow, so check those out. This will be on the blog at some point tomorrow, maybe tomorrow night. I'm not sure. And I'm gonna take a break tomorrow. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. Blog wise, well, not blog wise, but as in shows, I won't be doing anything. I say that now that I'll be on here, popping my chops, like I have something important to say. And thank you guys for really listening. I can't t I can tell you stuff about Malcolm McDowell from Clockwork Orange. Do tell, Ken Boggle. You're going to listen to my show. Are you having a show here in a second or two? Because I'm about ready to head up out of here. I was doing to do 45 minutes, but I will have to call. I'll be at work tomorrow at 5, so I'll have to call. So I'll call in if I have the opportunity tomorrow while I'm at work. Malcolm McDowell hit your bestie and your husband. Oh yeah, tomorrow tune in at 5 o'clock to the Ken Boggle Talk Show on Blog Talk Radio. He has some really, really juicy dish to give the kids, because Malcolm McDowell, who knew? Thank you guys for listening. I'm David. It's the 5x5. I'm here. We're here. You're here. Whatever I say. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Thank you guys for listening. And I will see you guys next time.